This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. We've been getting some great reports, texts in from commuters who, once they reach their destination, are letting us know what their drive has been like. And it's a little bit longer. I'd say averaging about 10 to 15 minutes longer than usual and about 50 mile per hour speeds on the interstate. Joining us now is meteorologist Paul Douglas. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, Vanita, it is so good to hear your voice in the morning. You're doing a great job.
Thank you so much. It was good to observe you last week. I learned a lot for sure. And I know you have been very busy monitoring all these conditions. It's not great out there right now with that blowing snow, and those winds are going to pick up.
Yeah, the winds are gusting up to about 25, 30 right now, Vanita. And the greater concern is when you get out of the metro, open areas, fields. This snow, obviously, it's a cold snow, very powdery, very dry, prone to blowing and drifting. And that's why the blizzard warnings have been extended from west central Minnesota as close to the metro as Willmar. So if you're heading west and northwest and even southeast towards Rochester under a blizzard warning. Not that the snow is falling harder there. It's just the impact, more open terrain. It's easier for this snow to blow and drift. And so, yeah, it's going to be a rough day today. We've seen this before. The real concern, if you get stuck today, if you run out of gas, if you go into a ditch, the wind chills dipping below zero, could be a dangerous day if you're not equipped for the weather.
Some conditions from around the state. You're talking about some of those conditions, and this actually applies here. Moorhead, 6 below right now with flurries, north-northwest winds 31 miles per hour. And Willmar, mostly cloudy, 5 degrees, northwest winds 25 miles per hour. And when you're talking about those kind of winds, that really hurts. And Halleck, it's 9 below, north-northeast winds 21 miles per hour. So that, yeah, when you talk about the blowing snow over the roads out in greater Minnesota, that becomes a real dicey situation as you're going in some of those areas. Good to have that travel kit and be prepared compared to, wow, you saw what happened out east.
Oh, my gosh.
Those people trapped on the interstate. I can't even imagine 24 hours, some of them, trapped.
Yeah. Yeah, 50 miles of stopped vehicles, and it was a mess, and it was miraculous, Vanita, that there were no serious injuries, no fatalities. But yeah, thousands of people trapped in their cars for the better part of a day. But, you know, it's kind of a good news, bad news thing. I'm going to try to accentuate the positive. This will be fairly easy snow to get off your sidewalk, off your driveway. The problem when it's in the teens and single digits and below zero, salt doesn't work nearly as well melting this stuff. So, yeah, there are going to be some icy patches, but the winds begin to ease up later on tonight. I think most spots will get another inch or two. It's going to be snowing lightly all day today, and the winds will still be howling. I see, 2.5 inches Falcon Heights, 2 inches up in Hugo. Most spots an inch or two. Good luck measuring this stuff. It's whipping around, hard to measure. But I think most of us will be in the 2 to 4 inch range from this event. Tomorrow, below zero, a cleansing, population thinning Arctic cold front. You know, Vanita, if we didn't have this every once in a while, we would be L.A. with lakes. You couldn't afford to buy a home here. Everybody would move here. And so I'm somewhat fatalistic in that, you know, we need a few of these every winter. And the word gets out, and it just makes our quality of life a little bit better here. So.
Okay, that's a way to look at it. You know, we were talking about the winter classic and, you know, thinking about those temperatures below zero. The key to that it wasn't quite as cold, at least for people like me, when you prepare, is that it wasn't windy. But what we've got ahead is windy and below zero, and especially tomorrow where it's going to feel like 20 to 30 below. That really hurts, I will say, when you got that wind coming and it's below zero.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a rough day. It's going to feel a little like Saturday did, a high of maybe minus 5 in the metro. So much for the urban heat island. Maybe a few degrees warmer, but you won't be able to tell the difference in St. Paul versus Wilmer or Alexandria. It's going to be dangerously cold tomorrow. And the good news is I don't see any prolonged polar vortex where it's, you remember February of last year. We had two really rough weeks where it didn't get much above zero for 2 weeks. I don't see that scenario. Yeah, we're going to get a quick shot of Arctic air tomorrow. Friday, we start out close to 18 below in the metro, but then we warm up close to freezing on Saturday. And next week, the models, including my favorite, the European model, are predicting a string of 20s and low 30s, which will feel like a vacation, a bad vacation, but next week will feel better. Then we drop again the middle of January into the third week of January. Looks pretty brutal, pretty cold. I do not expect a rerun of last winter. I think February this time around will be milder. We're getting the cold air out of the way in January, which historically is our coldest month of the year, so we shouldn't be too surprised. But we'll get through this.
Yes, we will. I must say, you know, besides dreading a little bit of the winds and the below zero temperatures, I was a little bit excited when I walked out this morning because, as you said, it's that easy kind of snow. And yes, it does blow around. But for those of us who like to snowshoe and that type of thing, it's not that creme brulee kind of snow. It's the kind that you can just...
Creme brulee. Like,
somebody
like
described it at that. My friend Emmett Coleman described it like that. I love it. But this kind is that fluffy kind. So if you can just get out there, you know, at that right temperature, dress warm, and do the snowshoeing, it's awesome with this kind of snow.
Look, I'm pro snow, and I grumble when I'm stuck in traffic just like everybody else. But I'm glad that snow lovers finally have something to feel good about. There's plenty of snow for cross country, for downhill, for snowmobiling, lots of snow on the ground, especially central and northern Minnesota. And we're still in a drought, Vanita, so I can't get upset about moisture. I mean, we like water in our lakes, and at this point, bring it on. And again, no sign of an extended, prolonged polar vortex that nobody likes. You know, I love this snow. I can live without 20 below. I think most people probably feel the same way.
I think you are spot on. Well, we'll be following you all day. I'm sure you'll be updating and then also joining your show tonight or this afternoon from 3 to 6.
I'm handcuffed to my Doppler. I can't go anywhere.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate you getting up early to talk to us.
Thanks, Vanita. Hang in there.
Okay, certainly will. Hey, a couple things here, a couple more texts. Took me 30 minutes extra to get to Minnetonka from Centerville. Great to hear you on WCCO, Vanita. I look forward to listening to you for many years. Thank you so much. Cars in ditch on 694. And someone else, I had a brutal drive in today. CCO was on the whole time. Thank you for that. Coming up, we're going to be continuing to follow the traffic and weather and giving you the latest news. And later, and we are giving away Wolves tickets. It's Wolves Wednesday. So listen for the howl and be the eighth caller.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.